of being told that you were not going to get a battery command, you eventually did, and you took command of Charlie Battery.
Right.
How did that work out, and what were the challenges you faced in terms of personnel and being on the road all the time?
Commanding Charlie Battery was one of the most wonderful experiences I've had in my life. I had about 150 men with 16 dusters, and I was spread from the middle of Vietnam to Quezon. Let's talk about the men. My men were predominantly draftees. Some of my men were what we called McNamara's 100,000. For those of you who don't know about McNamara's 100,000, Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, who was a jerk in many, many ways, had chosen not to activate the reserve in the National Guard. That required him to draft a heck of a lot of young men. And he was starting to run out of the pool of those who could be drafted. So what he did was he lowered the standard of who could be drafted. But that wasn't enough. He gave these poor guys different serial numbers so that every one of us knew that these guys were not as smart as the guy next to him. And it was a terrible, terrible stigma to apply. But let me tell you, my McNamara 100,000 guys were just as brave, just as hard-fighting, just as wonderful as any other American soldier I ever saw. Okay? Our guys realized that Americans were black, were white, were Hispanic, were Catholics, were Protestants, were Jews. Were tall, were short, were skinny, were fat. Those are Americans. The North Vietnamese didn't say, well, today I'm only going to shoot a white American and a Jewish American and a short, fat American. We were all Americans. And my guys acted like that. They were the bravest guys in the world.
Can you sort of sum up what you learned from your time in Vietnam?
Well, I learned a lot. I learned to lead. I learned you can't know whether a person is going to perform under combat in pressure by looks. No, there's no way. You have no idea who's going to be brave and who's going to be a chicken. You don't know who's going to stand up and do a job until they're tested. Okay? I learned that Americans are just wonderful, wonderful men. And my time in Vietnam could not have been better.